Dispatch one, he told me about
Hunter and something else. Hunter's going. That's Savannah, isn't it?
That's Savannah, which I can understand.
And there's another one, and it may go in time. It's not going this time. But
you get mad with me because if you tell me as I say...
Yeah, I'd get mad at you if you didn't come. Because this is your party. Now listen.
Don't do it on this because you understand what I'm talking about, and I've got some...
I don't understand it at all. I just think it...
Yes,
I just don't think you can do this, Carl. I just think it makes you look bad, makes me look bad. I don't want to be hibernating down here.
Now listen, I'm going... If they tell me, and which I'm going to tell them, that I'm going to be in Washington... I forgot when the thing meets.
I don't give a damn.
And I'll be right there.
No. Listen, I want you to come here.
When I accepted the social invitation, which you extended to me some time ago, I accepted it as such, and I did not expect, and I don't think you did either, that I'd be get into a press release.
No, but I don't think that you're going to be... I don't think you can be petty and a little about it. And what I would say is this, what I'd give myself out in an interview, and I'd just say at the press in the morning, you bet you when the President of the United States asked me to come anywhere, I'm coming. And he called me in Georgia a month ago. He talked to me in Puerto Rico a week ago. He asked me to come go hunting. I went hunting with him last year. I went with Mr. Fuquay, my state chairman. Russell went down with us. I hope he goes this time. I'll be very happy for. I'm happy at Senator Talmadge, who wasn't available last year. I'm glad he's available this year. I'm glad he's going now. I'd make it appear that he didn't come last year. You're glad he wants to come see the President instead of the Vice President. And I'm just happy to go. And I'll guarantee you while you're here, that there's not going to be any top dog except you. And I just think you got to do it. And if you don't, it's going to be a mess in Georgia and the United States. You can't do it. You can't do it, Carl. You can't be that petty. You're a big man, and you're going places, and you got to take... I'm an old, fat fella that's going out. You and John Connally got to carry on. But John Connally's mad at the Arbor, and he's cussing him and fighting him and raising hell. And I went over the same lecture with him, and y'all just can't do it. You got to be national. Quit being regional and sectional.
Mr. President, I'll do anything national.
Well, I'll just tell you, this is national. This is national. When the President of the United States asks you to come to his house, spend 2 days, there ain't nobody going to outrank the governor of Georgia in my home or in my heart. And I think that if right after this election you didn't show, that they'd say, well, hell, he just petty. He don't want to. He don't.
No, they won't, because people know what I've said, and what I've said is time and time again. And I'll say.
Well, I want them to know in the nation, and I just can't.
Know in the nation.
Well, I can't have a hunting party with Bobby Russell and companions that Sanders won't attend.
Well, now Sanders, it isn't a question of Sanders not attending. It's both of us know I'm in a box on this thing now, and I just
I don't know how in the hell you're in the box.
Well, I feel like that I.
Why don't you just tell them what the facts are? Tell them that I've talked to you twice this year, and if you want me to read you what I said, I'll do it. And I asked you to come hunting twice, and we said we're going to do it. And I told you to get JB fired up where he could hit something, and you told me you would. Now, we didn't say that we'd eliminate Russell.
Well, nobody, no sir, and I've never eliminated him in anything I've ever
You certainly seen. Haven't, and you haven't said a word?
I've tried to put him on top of the pile.
You have? Now, I don't care about your local, your thing. I know who stood up there and fought for me, but I don't think you're going to stand up and fight for me and help me or hurt or help yourself if you don't show.
Well, I don't know how I could.
Well, I'll tell you how. Just say by God, the President of the United States called you 3 times. The first time he called you in Georgia, and he said he wanted you to go hunting with him a month ago, but you didn't go mammograph a release on it. He called you in Puerto Rico and told you the same thing, but you didn't put out a release on it.
Well,
and he called you in Atlanta, wherever you are tonight, and he told you the same thing, and you're going to be there, period. What?
I cannot. I wish I could, and I'll do anything you ask me to do, but don't ask me to do that, because I just, if I do that, then I put myself in a position where then I lose respect with a lot of people here in my own state.
I just guarantee.
They know how I feel about you, and they know what.
I just guarantee that I don't know who's been talking to you, but somebody's been bad, Carl. Now, you're wrong.
No,
I
sir.
Just don't think. It's the first time I ever said that to you, but you're wrong. One night you called me up at the convention, and I thought you and John were a little hot, and might be wrong, but this is the only time I ever saw you wrong, but you're wrong.
Well,
you're wrong now, and you just oughtn't to do that. You oughtn't to do that. If you don't want to come see me, well, you ought to say so 2 months ago. I just don't want to come if you invite somebody else, but
I'd be there now, but I can't come under the situation I'm in. I'd be there. Listen, I like Senator Russell, and I like all the rest of them, and they're my friends. But I got a certain amount of mending I got to do myself, and I can't be put in the position of having trying to do that, and then having these people who fought like hell with me in the state, and you realize that. I mean, people that are going out here and giving everything that they could give in this Democratic.
I'm going to be with them, and I'm going to give to them whenever and wherever you say and what amount you say. But I can't do it if you refuse to associate with me. And I don't know why in the hell they've got anything to fear with your being president with Senator Russell. Now, what they have got to fear is when I'm meeting with Senator Russell and you're not present, period.
Well, the only thing those people, they don't have anything to fear from you or from Senator Russell or anything else, but what those people feel like is that they went out here and worked like we did and I did, and they believe in you and love you. Now, what they feel like is that in view of this thing, they don't want to see me apparently after standing up and fighting for the organization and believing in you, which I do and always will as long as I live, see me then just flip over to them and say, you can sit on the sidelines.
You're not, well, that's exactly right. I agree with them. I think they're right.
And they
I think they're right.
If I do that now, that what I've done is...
Oh, no, no, no.
I've forgiven all of that. Just
no, you haven't forgiven a damn thing, and I haven't forgiven anything. I'm going to meet with Everett Dirksen next week. And he said that he's the son of a poor peddler. But because I meet with him, and what you meet is you just put on your boots and stand an extra inch high and be here. And let's see how this thing works out. And I just guarantee you to you one thing. You're not anybody going to rate any higher than you do unless you run in the goddamn cave.
I'm not going to run in.
Well, all right. Just don't do it, Carl.
You don't put me in one. But
no, I'm not going to put you in one, but I can't meet with Few Quay and Bobby Russell and Dick Russell and the man that championed my cause not be here. I want you to be here, and I want you to sit at the head of the table and let them be worried about where they were on November the 3rd.
Well,
don't you be worried about it.
I'm not worried about it. That's why I told you. You don't
and all I think you need to say to any of them is just say, Senator Russell has been going there each year for many years. And we went there together last year, and the president asked us to come this year's president. We're the only state in the union he's inviting. I'm going there this year, and I'm proud to go with my senators, even though the senators weren't very active, and Mr. Greer, whatever his name is. But, no, listen, I never was as positive or sure of anything in my life, and I never wanted you to do anything as much in my life as to go through this year just like we did last year. Now, I understand, and I'm 21, and I've been upstairs a time or two, and I put a quarter in the piano, and I've paid $1 for a bottle of beer in one of these places once in a while. So then nobody's kidding me, nobody's misleading me. I got a letter on my desk right now that you'd be surprised if said, Governor Sanders is a great young man who has filled in this iniquitous setup. But I want to tell you it's evident a little more than a year ago that Dick Russell and Herman Talmadge tried to move to cut him down. They worked out a coalition of four state officials, Mr. Pilcher, Mr. Ray, and Mr. Campbell, Mr. Bentley, and so on and so forth. They are the four who have been brought together under the banner of Russell and Talmadge. Their plan is to see that Vandiver has no opposition, that Russell has no opposition, and that Campbell and Bentley have active ambitions for governing themselves, and so on and so forth. I attach clipping from Friday's paper in which our lieutenant governor is quoted saying, you can see from the headline that Johnson battle is not his. He's just one of the rabid demagogues in the areas. You'll note a couple of marked quotes in Gere's story. The first one is, I do not see any two-party system. Republicans didn't care, Georgia, mad Democrats. And a week or two before the election, Talmadge and Russell people were saying they didn't think there were a lot of Republicans, Georgia, but a lot of mad Democrats. Gere reflects his association.
You read U.S. News and World Report this week?
No.
Whispers from Washington?
No.
You ought to read it.
Well, I'll read it.
The president could have carried the 12 electoral votes in Georgia if he had worked a little closer with Senator Russell and Senator Talmadge instead of...
Well, of course they're going to say that in every place, but I don't care about that. We know what the score is. You and I know it. Now, let's don't... Sanders... I mean, the position of the Democrats in Georgia was complicated by this coalition. It'd be difficult to break through that. The stroke of luck or providence or your working in good cooperation will enable Sanders to do this. Again, I am embarrassed. I am ashamed about what Georgia did. We don't belong in the company with Alabama and Mississippi and Strom and Thurmond. But if there's anything we can do, we're yours to command. Now, I know what I'm doing. You think you're smarter than I am, but you ain't.
No, I don't either.
You ain't on this. Now, you ain't on this. And I like Dick Russell. I'm fond of him. I like Herman Talmadge. I'm fond of him. I think both of them got their place part. I like Bobby Russell. I like Fuquay, but I love Carl Sanders, and I just want you to stand up here like Robert E. Lee and say, listen, my friends, we are... teach your children to be Americans, period. And
I don't say that.
Well, of course you've done said it all over the country,
and
but
I'm
now
keep on.
But don't leave me here now.
I'm not going
with leave. with your refusing to come see me.
No, I'm not refusing to come in.
Well, that's what you're doing.
I can't do what I've got to do here and do what I hope to do.
You can do anything that you want to, and I guess I'm a handicap, but every resource I got is at your command any place you want them, period.
You are my friend. You are my greatest hope for the future of this world.
No.
You're a man that I've got 100% respect for.
Now, don't be so damned obstinate.
Well,
then.
No, you're a man that I always eternally loyal to.
You like Roosevelt. Now, you're going to say but. But don't do that.
I got to say but.
No, you have to. Governor?
I'm not afraid of anybody, and you know that.
I know that. I sure as hell know that.
I'm not going to let a few people here in the state put me in a box and leave me aware in the future that I can't continue to stand up for them.
All right. They're not going to do that. They're not going to do that.
Done it.
Now, how are they going to do it? How? Tell me.
Well, they've already done it.
How?
How? They? Why, I'd lose every individual who stood for you and for me and everything else. Now, I'm going to turn around and say...
You wouldn't do it in such a damn thing.
Which they have, because I'm having to meet with some next week and start broadening the base. We'll turn around and say just exactly what they would say now, and that is that Carl Sanders, after standing up and fighting for what he believed in, now all he's done is he's taken his licking, and he's now afraid to continue to stand up as an individual, and whenever Senator Russell calls the tune, he's going to do it. And I'm not going to go that route, Mr. President. If I don't ever serve another damn day in government, as long as I pick my friends, and you are my friend, and I'll do everything I did all over again. But I'm not going to let somebody come along and use me, and that's what he did in this, and that's all, and I think you know it.
No,
but you...
No, I don't think he did this.
A social invitation, just like...
No, I don't think he did this at all. I don't think they did
it. Well, who released it? You extended me that invitation?
My guess is that Vandiver did.
Well,
my guess is I hadn't talked to him. My guess is that he's running for governor, and he was trying to tell people that he...